Welcome to the Carlosophies podcast with me, Carly Nimmo. This is a free flow combo.
You already do, you already are. I thought today I would just talk about why it is that I actually come to the beach every day. And it's because this is the place that reminds me that everything is okay. You know, it's the one consistence. It's the one thing that is consistent in my life. So when my life has turned to shit, I can come here and know that it's still here and it's still working perfectly. You know, the tides are moving in perfect unison with the moon and et cetera, et cetera. So I can come here in the chaos that is my life and be assured that everything, even though it's chaotic, is working perfectly. So that might sound a little bit woo-woo and crazy, but it's true, right? Like, you don't have to struggle. You don't, like, the rest of the chaos isn't really real, I guess is what I'm saying, because all that's real is that the sun rises every day, the moon rises every day, and it all works in harmony. But our mind gets in the way of that, and it's creating the drama, and it's creating the stories, and it's creating the feeling that we don't have enough or we aren't enough. It's all stories. And this really became apparent to me, I guess, last week. I have been working with a friend of mine to get his podcast up and running. And he does this stuff called Psych K, and it's really about kind of, it's like, to explain it, if you've had kinesiology before, it's kind of like that. So there's muscle testing involved, and then, you know, you test some beliefs, and then you figure out how it's best to implant a new belief into the brain. And they've actually, you know, run tests where they've wired people up and they can see changes actually occurring in the brain. It's quite incredibly powerful stuff. And I won't go into the details of what we kind of covered because it's deeply personal. But, you know, it was kind of like some stories that I'd been telling myself for a long, 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 long time, way back into my childhood, about work, about, you know, one having to take away from the other. So for me, I've really struggled with taking my business to the next level, any business, because I feel like, or I felt like, when I did that, it would be at the expense of my freedom. So I've worked a bit moving through that, and, you know, moving away from the sense of obligation that I felt. I don't feel that. That kind of shifted when I started Radcasters. But there was still something there. Anyway, we did this work, and one of the things that was really, really incredible was when I had to basically bring two opposing views of mine together. So the story that I'd been telling myself, and perhaps more the truth of the situation, and bring them together. And it was so weird because my arms actually moved by themselves and I could feel the energy shifting between, like, it was kind of like I had, you know, like a magnet, and, you know, there's that repelling feeling. It was the most incredibly profound thing. Anyway, it was like totally awesome. But it highlighted to me, more than just busting through that belief, these stories that are so embedded in us that they honestly are our truth. You know, like, and it's all over the place. It's all over the place. Like, it is everything that we do, everything that we say, the way that we act, it all comes from these stories that we've been telling ourselves about ourselves and what's possible for us and what's not possible for us and why it's possible for us or why it's not possible for us, what we're capable of, how worthy we are. You know, this is all shit that's just wiring in the brain. And so I come to the beach to be reminded of that so that I can drop the bullshit stories. And, you know, this is a work in progress, big time. And it's not something, you know, I'm going to be unpeeling layers of this onion for the rest of my life. And I'm totally okay with that. I'm totally okay with that because I find it really exciting that there are, you know, there are stories that I'm telling myself that I'm not yet even aware of. But even more than that, coming to the beach reminds me that even that is bullshit. Even that is bullshit. You know, I was walking along before and I was thinking, oh, I just want to know what the hurdles are that I'm putting up in front of myself. And it's like, well, that's just a story too. There are no hurdles. You know? So stop looking for them. Because the truth of the matter is, everything is in perfect harmony. So there's something to think about. What's holding you back? You know, what are those stories that you're telling yourself? Because I think number one is that you become aware that they are just a fabrication. You know, it's just a wiring of the brain. That's all it is. I just also want to share something because I thought this was really profound. That same guy, Adam, who was doing the you know, rewiring of my brain, he was doing an interview. He started, this is what I've been working with him on, he started his own podcast called Entrepreneurs Men Shed, and it's fantastic. And there was an interview he did where they talked about, you know, having a plant and moving the plant. When the plant's sick, you don't treat the plant, you just move it. So, you know, you don't diagnose it, you don't like, you know, you just kind of go, oh, this plant doesn't hasn't had enough sun. Let's just move it into the sun for a bit. And the sun heals the plant. When you have a fish and it's sick, and it's in a sick, in a fish bowl, what do? You remove the fish and you replace the water. And that's what I do here. That's what I'm doing. I come to the beach to remove myself from my environment and put myself into an environment that heals me. I allow nature to do the work rather than, you know, looking to diagnose some issues that probably really, in all truthfulness, in like the actual truth, don't exist anywhere but in my mind. So I come to the beach to remind myself of that. Now that might be a little too deep, a little too woo, but I hope there's something in there for you. That just, even if it's just to know that you're perfectly perfect the way that you are. There is really nothing that needs to change in order for you to have, be, do what it is that you want, except the telling of those stories. And I think the key element to that is trust. You know, it all comes down to trust. And it's so hard to do when you have been burnt in life. And, you know, life is a series of unfortunate incidents that stop us from reaching our full potential a lot of the time, you know. And trust, when you have been hurt, is a really hard thing to embrace fully, you know. And so I think it's trust is really the key, you know, the ocean and the moon and the air and the rain and the sun and the, it all works because it doesn't have an ego that comes into play. It just is. It just trusts and it all unfolds perfectly. So how about if you let go of the monkey reins and just, you know, open your palm up to allow some good stuff in, because you do deserve it. Anyway, that's it from me today. Until next time, peace out.
Thanks for tuning in to this Carlosophies Free Flow Combo with me, Carly Nimmo. Let's continue the conversation at carlynimmo.com. If you were a big fan of this podcast, I'd be stoked if you left a review. And if you want to hear more radness like this, be sure to subscribe and spread the word. In the meantime, be real, be rad. Peace out.